Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Chulin, Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav. Dam, we have the dam that came out after we shechted a chaya or an oif, hanitas, that spritz, that sprayed on a wall. For that matter, visha ala sakin, if I have some of this blood on the knife. In other words, some of the dam stayed on the knife that was used for shechita. Chayv lechasis, that has to be covered with afar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Zakt Rabbi Yehuda, Emesai, when? Now the Batanura tells us a rule. Emesai comes to explain, not to argue. Emesai, when did we just say that you have to cover these bloods that spritzed onto the wall or on the knife, bizman she'ein sham dam, if there's no other blood besides for this? Elohu, that's the only dam we have to cover. Some of the other dam got lost. Avl yesham dam, but if there's other blood, and I can do kisi adam on blood that's laying on the floor, shaloyu, besides for this dam on the wall, then Pata Malacha says you don't have to cover the blood that's spritzed on the wall or that's on the knife. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, hey, dam that's spritzed on the wall or that's on the knife, and there's no other dam. Do the mitzvah of kisi adam with, you have to cover that dam. Now, incidentally, the halacha is you have to first scrape it off the wall or off the knife. Why? Because the halach is when you shecht a chai or an oif, you have to put afar tichuach, like this grind up earth underneath. The dam is supposed to go on it. It's supposed to land on it. Even if there was afar tichuach that happened to be laying over there, we'll soon see what afar tichuach is in the next Mishnah. Exactly. But even if it happened to be there, some say you have to, no, you have to prepare it l'shem mitzvah, you have to say it with your mouth. This is for kisi hadam. So if the blood is on the knife or on the wall, you have to take it off. You have to scrape it off and it should fall onto the afar tichuach. Let me explain it this way. You're not allowed to shecht so that the blood goes into a keli and then I'm going to cover it. You have to shecht that the blood falls into ground up earth. Then you cover it with the earth. It's supposed to like sip in and then you cover it. So the blood that's on the wall didn't land on earth. So you have to first scrape it off the wall into the earth and then cover it. Same as for the blood on the knife. But either way, if you have other dam besides for this dam to fulfill the mitzvah, then you can just leave it there.